flip the script a little bit. If you guys want to just step to the side a moment or whatever, we're going to do our giving at the end, ushers. I know you're waiting on that. We'll do guests, all of that at the end. But Miss Lydia got us started just right today, because I've just been feeling in my heart, really the last couple of weeks, that we just needed to have an old-fashioned testimony service and an opportunity to just give God praise for all that He has done in our lives. You know, Revelation 12 says that we overcome. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That is a prescription for you and I. That's how we can overcome. What are we overcoming? Well, I don't know if you've tuned into your news lately, but there's so much heaviness in the world right now. It's unbelievable all that has happened in just the last 15 or so days. I know the news cycle moves quick, but let me take you to Buffalo, where a lone shooter walks into a grocery store and begins shooting people. Uvalde, Texas, earlier this week, a young man walks into an elementary school, 19 children, two teachers. Unbelievable. So much heaviness, so much sadness. And the only way we're going to get through is the blood of the Lamb. I've got to have Jesus in my life. I need Jesus working and moving in my life. But He says, you know what? It's not just going to be me moving in your life. It's going to be you moving in your life as well. Because they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus. And also the word of their testimony. It means there's something inside of me that recognizes the heaviness, that recognizes the battle, that recognizes the war happening in society. But I don't live every day in negativity. I'm declaring the works of God in my life. I'm overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Anyone have a testimony in this room today? Anyone have a testimony in this room? I'm going to get this mic and I'm going to invite someone to join me today that has a testimony. I don't have any pre-planned. I don't have any set up ahead of time. If you don't come, then they better get the burgers and the hot dogs ready quick. But if you've got a testimony, say, Pastor Darrell, I don't have right words. You don't have to have right words. I don't know what to say. Just give praise to God because He's good. You want me to come to you, Miss Teresa?
You know, oh, that's loud. You know, Satan has tried to take me out so many times. I've been in two car accidents, and that's what this is about. Cancer, blood clots in my lungs twice. I'm on a blood thinner now, but I have such faith. The doctor told me if he knew that I wasn't going to take, this is my second surgery for cancer, that I wasn't going to take treatment, he would have suggested hospice. But I have a better physician, and I rebuked what he said in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I want you to understand what she just said. She's been through two surgeries, and probably, I don't want to call it miscommunication between you and the doctor, but she wasn't necessarily wanting to do treatment this second time around, and he was trying to treat the cancer. And so he said, you know what, I would have just put you straight into hospice because that's how dire your situation is. But I want you to look at her. She's at church today. She's not able to be here every Sunday. But can I tell you that God can do it better than any doctor? He can. I'm not against doctors. I appreciate doctors and all that they do. But God can do it better than any doctor can. Amen. Is there another testimony in the house today? Amen. Y'all look so nervous. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Introduce yourself. Let people, these folks are brand new, just a couple weeks before Easter or so. But introduce Joseph yourself to everybody.
Well, my name is Joseph Payton. I'm from Florida. Me and my wife moved down here from Florida, from Vero. Well, my wife, she's from Miami, though, but I'm from Vero Beach, Florida, and we moved down here. We tried to buy a home in Florida. It didn't work out. We got here, and we got in a home in 1 month, you know, so.
Amen.
I did believe that God, he wanted us here, you know, and I just thank God for that. And I'm going to make my testimony short. Are you looking at somebody that got sentenced to 15 years habitual? I'm 52 years old. I got to think about it sometime. But I'm 52 years old. I did all of my 30s in prison. I went to prison in 1999 when I was 27 years old. So from 27 to 41, I was in prison. And they didn't even give me a chance. Even before I did 12 years and 9 months in prison. When I got out, they gave me the rest of the time on parole. And they didn't give me a chance. Before I even got out of jail, they said, they called me Joe Payton. They say, Joe Payton will be right back in prison, you know, because that's all I did. You know, I'm a military. I've been in the military. I've been to college. You know, I got my degree and everything. But that don't even matter if you ain't got Jesus in your life. And I knew that, you know what I mean? And so before I got out of prison, they told me I was going to be right back in prison. I said, y'all crazy. I just did 12 years and 9 months. My baby, he was 3 months old when I went to prison. And so he was angry with me when he was in prison. And now he's working for me right now driving trucks. I'm training him right now driving trucks. So God you know, and I thank God for my wife. Because when God put my wife in my life, all of my kids was mad with me because I went to prison. And their mother didn't tell them that, you know, they didn't tell them the situation, you know. And so now all of my kids, except for one, I'm working on her now. All of my kids, because of this woman right here, God put her back in my life. Now all of them want to be in my life right now. All of them want to they just want to be around their daddy, you know, and I just thank God for her. And all of them call my wife mama. Ain't that something?
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So God is good. And so I got out of prison, you know what I'm saying, and up to the day, you know what I'm saying, now, you know, God now blessed me with my own business. I do prison ministry. God just restored me. I'm talking about coming out of prison, they say you can't go back, you know, sometimes they won't let you back in the prison system, so I can go to any prison in the United States. I can go into any military base. Man, God just restored everything. Everything that cankerworm and the locust had eaten up, God gave it back to me, and he gave me more, and I'm expecting even more in the name of Jesus.
Amen. That's awesome. That's great. Amen. I spent about 3 hours in jail one time. I want nothing to do with that. Yes, your pastor got arrested. It's another story for another Sunday, but amen. Brother Don, have you been to... Never mind. Go ahead. Just testify.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, I'm Don Poole. Most of you know my wife, Amy. I got another story about restoration. In 2000, I was married almost 30 years to... I call her Jackie, because that was her name. And in 2000, she had a terrible headache. She said, I've got to go to the emergency room. I just can't stand it anymore. So we went to the emergency room in Gainesville, Georgia. And she just started getting worse and worse. And before long, she just didn't recognize who I was. And I was just praying, Lord, Lord, help her, help her. She was just moaning and groaning. And finally, the doctors took her back and did a spinal tap on her. And she had, Dr. Butts was a cancer doctor. He came out. He just said, your wife has bacterial meningitis, and most of the time it's fatal. He called the family in. So I called my daughter, my pastor, he lived next door. You know, told him the story. They came over and started praying over. And the Lord saved her from that. She was in ICU for about 2 weeks, but she was never the same after that. She had a near-death experience, and she had got fibromyalgia and all of these other problems. She couldn't walk for a couple weeks, and she got on all these drugs, and, you know, I told her, you know, it's going to kill you eventually. And about 10 years after that, in 2010, I got up to go to work, and she was on the couch, which wasn't unusual. I leaned over to kiss her goodbye, and she was cold, a little trickle of blood on her mouth. She had passed away during the night. So then I had to call my daughter again, and family, and you know, say, your mom passed away. But then the Lord sent me Amy, 2011. We got married here in this church in 2012. And it's been such a ride. I mean, we love to travel. We just got back from a 15-day cruise at the Panama Canal. I've traveled more in the last 10 years. I traveled plus 60 before that. It's just, God is so gracious, so loving. We praise him and thank you.
So good.
Jesus' name.
That's so good. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You want me to stay right here? And the word of their testimony. Our cameraman is coming to testify. So we can't move because the camera is in place.
I angled it. I'm good. All right, how y'all doing? Good morning. Most of y'all know who I am. I actually have two testimonies. One, back in 2020, I caught COVID. Yeah, it hurt my lungs bad. It was horrible. I got over COVID, then I got pneumonia. That sucked. I was sick again. Then after pneumonia, I got a lung infection. That sucked as well. So I was just sick, couldn't breathe. It was horrible. I told one of my friends, actually, This is bad. I don't know what's happening. My friend told me that, calm down, don't worry, you will be fine. I have been cured of the pain that's in my lungs. I can breathe easily now. So that lets you know, no matter what, do not give up. Keep fighting. God got you.
Yes.
And the second testimony is, most of y'all know I have epilepsy and seizures. So 6 years ago, I got hired to be an electrician. I went, told my neurologist this on my visit. He told me, no, quit, because you have no idea what will happen. You could go up a ladder, have a seizure, be wiring something up, have a seizure, electrocute yourself. Y'all know, like my mom, I'm hard-headed. And my testimony is, I have now gone 6 years. I am an official lead man. I'm going all the way to Fort Valley by myself to lead my own crew for a job. So as I said, no matter what, you can make it as long as you pray about it.
Amen. Amen. Man leading his own crew. They got him driving a truck. It's awesome what God can do. But would you just stretch your hands toward Chris and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Complete the work. Keep it going. We plead your blood over him and around him. He won't fall off a ladder. He won't have a seizure in any of that. We thank you, Lord, because he's overcome by your blood and by his testimony. In Jesus' name, shout amen. Testimony service, all right? Come on, Miss Jamie. I love it. I thought I was going to have to call on you, but you obeyed. I love that.
Y'all are a good-looking church, I'll tell you that.
Come this way. Come this way to this light, if you don't mind. Try to get back to
the It's not my favorite thing to talk in front of people, but I also have learned that when the God says to do something, on the other side, obedience, there's always a blessing. I know you guys have seen me around here for a little over a year. I am truly grateful and thankful to have found this house. And I know you see me at the altar a lot. So that scripture that Pastor keeps quoting has been an anchor verse for my life. I I have a lot of brokenness that I've been in. I don't have a family that serves in church. I'm still praying for their salvation, and I'm believing it's coming in Jesus' name. But I want to testify because the word says we speak those things that aren't as though they are. So I'm testifying to the things to come, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and greater than he that is in me than he that is in this world. And I know you see me at the altar a lot, but it's because if there's one thing I've learned in my walk with the Lord, and I encourage each of you, that that's where we fight our battles, because we can't do it on our own. It is only through the power and the Spirit of Jesus Christ that we will be overcomers. So I'm just thankful. I've seen so many things. I can testify. My daughter told me, she's like, Mommy, testimonies are my favorite because they're so encouraging. They lift us up and they build our faith. Yeah. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for PK and for Pastor. I tell you, I could sit here all day and tell you testimonies, but I do want to tell you this one because it's directly related to this church. I had just changed jobs. I had prayed. I wanted to step out so I could spend more time with my daughter. And like I said, I was new to the church. Pastor and PK didn't know me well. And Mother's Day last year, Pastor just did an awesome message. I cried the entire service. And I came up front, and he prayed, and he spoke some things. And when I got up, he's like, you know, I don't know. He's like, but I feel like the Lord wants to give you this broom. And of course, I broke down, and he didn't know why, but it's on the way to church. I'm like, God, I'm going to go put my notice in, but I don't want to step out if you're not with me. I don't want to change careers if it's not a God thing and it's just a good thing. And when he gave me that broom, I've never gotten a tangible object from the Lord as a testimony, but I still have that broom and I use it at home. So glory to God for Pastor's obedience, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen. She was starting a cleaning business. That's why that makes sense. She started a cleaning business. So if you need some cleaning done, find Jamie after church and get her information because she's awesome. Anybody else? Another testimony? I love this. I love this. Come on. I'm going to try to get you back to this light so everybody can see you. Amen.
I'm so out of my comfort zone, but I do want to get up this morning. First of all, to give God honor.
Yes.
On last Sunday, I decided to stay at home. I said, I'm not going to church today. I'll just stay here, and I'll just watch it over the TV. So I did, and as the minister began to pray for people, I said, oh, I wish I was there. I wish I had gotten on up and got to church. And as he began to pray, I have a lump in my chest. As he began to pray, I said, God spoke to me and told me to lay my hand on my lump. And I did that. And I had an appointment that following Monday. And when I went there, I began to pray. And always when I go see the doctor, I always say, God, your report, I believe. So the doctor, they did everything. And the doctor came back in. And she told me, well, let me tell you this. I said, God, when I go to the doctor and everything's all right, I'm going to ask Pastor if I could testify. And I'm not the one to get up and talk in front of everybody. And when she told me that everything was all right, it wasn't cancerous, you know.
Look at God.
God is so good.
Look at God.
And this morning, I had to be here. I don't know how I was going to do it, but I was going to get to Pastor and say, Pastor, can I testify? But God always, he put things in place. I tell you, God is a good God.
He's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise for that miracle. Lord, y'all better thank God for me being obedient, because if you'd have asked me to testify, I probably would have told you no. Amen. You know, we had to go away from testimony service because people didn't behave for a long time, but y'all are bringing it back. This is awesome. Is there another testimony in the house? Amen. Come on, Miss Colleen. I'm gonna come to you next, okay? Just come. No walker today. And you walking fast. You scooting.
And I do give God the glory for that. And I'm so blessed to be here. I've fallen in love with all of you already. And I've gotten very close with the members of my class, and they've been a blessing to me. I want to talk to you two things right quick. One is about miracles and prayer. When I was a little girl, I came from a very battered home, and I can remember when I was 4 or 5 years old, standing outside the window, listening to what was going on in there, and I'd pray, God, please, take my life and spare mom's. That is not a prayer a little girl or a little boy should ever have to pray. But God took care of my life and my mother's, and I promised God that if he would just stay with me till I was 18 and I could get out on my own, I'd give back and give back and give back. And he's allowed me to do that. One of the things that I was afraid of, I don't know how many of you have a fear. I had a big one, and it's a snake. When I was a little girl, a snake fell out of the ceiling onto my bed when I was 4 years old.
Jesus, have mercy.
I was washing dishes, and I felt the presence of a snake, and I pulled back the little curtain by the porcelain sink, and there was one bigger than I could imagine. We never had anything to eat. I ate on what was outside. One morning, I decided I was going to have hog plums. I don't know if you know what hog plum is, but some of you that live in the country do. I went outside to get a hog plum and bent down, and there was a copperhead built coiled up right at my face. I wasn't harmed. Everywhere I went in my work, I worked for the government and all different places, and everywhere I've worked, there's been a snake, and I found that snake. I've had a snake, two snakes in my home, one jump out on me after I came out of the shower. I went to stay with Whitney, my daughter, for a couple of weeks last year, I guess, when it was COVID, and walked in the house, and a snake walked with me, and Whitney says, Mom, I've been in the house 13 years, and we've never had a snake, and here you come with a snake. Well, enough about that, but just to tell you.
Oh, yeah, just, oh, by the way, what in the world?
Well, and just this week, there was a 5-foot one in my garden, but if there's a snake, nobody's going to be there to save me but God. All the men folk are going to be gone. But God allows you to see fears. You can pray, God, take that fear away from me. Well, he takes the fear away, but he still allows you to see things sometimes that frighten you, just to let you know that he's there.
Yeah.
I've never been bitten by a snake. I have been on I-20 when it was raining. I've hydroplaned. I thought I was going to die, but I knew a word to say, Jesus. Yes. I took my hands off the wheel. My car was going across 3 lanes of I-20, eastbound and westbound. All lanes were full. I fainted. I woke up in the median unharmed in my husband's 55 Chevrolet that I had sworn I would return that day. Without a scratch, which I did, with a wonderful soldier that came out of nowhere there in the median, pulling me out of the car, telling me everything was fine. I was driving through Athens. I didn't really know where I was. All of a sudden, it started raining. Have you ever been in a storm where you couldn't see in front of you, behind you, to the right or left, literally, or otherwise? I knew the word to say, Jesus.
Yeah.
I said it and said it and said it, and all of a sudden, Jesus picked up my car and set it over under the shed of a service station. And I tell you things over and over because God loves you so much.
Yeah.
He wants you to see supernatural.
Yeah.
He wants you to know that only he did what you saw. So many things, so many ways. When Whitney was 3, we were going down the road. A guy had just stolen a car and hit us head on. And Whitney just had a little bloody nose, but I was broken really bad. And so I spent years with a wheelchair, crutches. And so one night I was going to go to a healing service. My husband was a little skeptical, but we prayed. He said we'd go. And I saw spiritual warfare. I saw all that going on under the Colosseum. I didn't get healed that night, but I knew everything was going to be all right. That was in December. In June, I had an appointment the next day for a surgeon to see what they were going to do for me. And I came in from work with my crutches, sat down in the recliner, reached for the TV remote. The service that I had been to 6 months ago was on TV.
Oh, wow.
And the very next words I heard was that he said, Acts 3:7. And he reached by the right hand and pulled me up, and immediately my feet and ankle bones received strength. My husband was going through the room. I said, I think I'm fixing to be healed. He didn't comment. He went on to bed. I watched it, picked up my crutches, and went to bed. Laid him down by the bed. The next morning I woke up. Didn't even think about it. Just stood on my feet. I was fine. Wow. Yeah.
God is good.
So what does God do when he gives you a miraculous healing like that? He gives you a charge to go with it. And he told me that every time I saw somebody with a cane, a crutch, a limp, to say two things. Dear Lord, I pray for their soul, and I pray for their healing in Jesus' name. Everywhere I looked, there was somebody with a crutch or a wheelchair. They were in the grocery store line. They were in the parking lot. They were where we were shopping. I've never seen so many people with the same thing that I had. I directed a Christian writers group for 20 years, and I held conferences across the Southeast. I had a big conference, a four-day conference coming up, and I had two board meetings in Conyers. When I went to Conyers, I got a phone call and said my board meeting had been canceled. I said, okay. I didn't know what to do for an hour, but God said, go to Kohl's. Okay. So I'm riding through Kohl's, and you know the speed bumps right in front of the door? I'm stopped at a speed bump. There's a beautiful African-American lady with a very labored walk going across the speed walk. Dear Lord, I pray for her soul, and I pray for her healing in Jesus' name. And then the Holy Spirit said, speak to her. And I go, but Lord, you think I'm a nut? You know, I'm in a parking lot. Now, I rolled down the window, and I said, ma'am. She turned around. I said, can I speak to you for a minute? She came over to the car door and leaned over the window and said, yes. And I said, I just want you to know God loves you. That's all. She said, I received that in the name of Jesus. And here's the thing. Earlier that day, I had listened to my messages for the conference. There was several, but I just remembered one name in particular. She says, I'm Viola Smith. I'm here from New York. I've flown in for your conference. I know God's going to do a work for me. I know God's going to help me be the writer he's called me to be. But I hadn't thought any more about it until I'm there. And she said, I received this in the name of Jesus. And I said, by the way, what's your name? She said, Viola. I said, Viola Smith? She said, yes. And I said, I'm Colleen. Get in. And by that time, I looked behind me. There was a string of cars. And so she opens the door and gets in, and we come around to a parking space. Tears are full on our faces. And I said, do you know what God just did? She says, well, I was home vacuuming, or I was at the, wherever she was saying that, I was vacuuming, and God told me to go to Kohl's. She said, I didn't need to go to Kohl's. And I said, well, my board meeting just got canceled, so I was just riding around where he told me to. He told me to come to Kohl's. She said, yeah, and the strangest thing, I was inside Kohl's, didn't need anything to start with, and God says, now leave. She said, I put my buggy up and walked across, and I said, do you have any idea what just happened? I said, God orchestrated every second of my morning and your morning. Yeah. So we met together on the very second that he planned. so that he would know, he would let me know and you know that he heard us. He knew the desires of our heart. He wanted us to experience a teeny little miracle that didn't matter to anybody but me and her. Viola is a great writer today.
Incredible.
Because of Christ. So I just want you to know, and the end of that story is, Regal Books had commissioned a friend to write a story, a book on healing. And they called me and asked me to contribute to it. So I wrote my story, and it ended with my Viola story. They said, only 1,200 words. I go, okay, I can do that. I got the acceptance letter. You made the first cut. But we've got to cut it down to 800 words. I said, oh, no. Well, don't worry. We went ahead and did it for you. Guess the part they cut. They cut the Viola story at the end, which I thought was the great answer, miracle. But I just showed out and said, well, I'm just not going to be in it. God worked on my stubbornness and my heart and said, it's not your story, it's mine. Let it go. And I did, and that book has gone all over the world. And
amazing.
Not that that story impacted so many people, all the stories in it. But God just wants your little story.
That's right.
For the big part.
That's right.
So give it to him today. And don't be afraid if you have a fear, because he knows that he's going to take care of you. And if you really believe in miracles, just know that he believes in you and he loves you.
I want you to do something for me. Everyone that's got a hitch in your giddy up, your foot, your knees, your hips, your back, just raise your hand. If you, no matter what it is, look from one side to the other. Look. All got hitches.
Yes.
Pray that prayer over them.
Brothers and sisters, stretch out your hands with me.
Jesus.
My sweet, precious Holy Spirit. My Father, my Savior. I pray that you'll see every man and woman, every boy and girl, every
Jesus.
Teen, and our precious pastor who's following the leading of the Holy Spirit right now. I pray first for each one's soul, and then I pray for the healing
yes.
you have for them in Jesus' name. Now, congregation, believe it and
yes.
say amen.
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 Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus praise. There was another testimony back here. Come. This may be the last one, and we'll make way to the picnic. Anybody hungry? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this testimony.
Amen. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Something about your name, Jesus. There's something about your name, Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. I know there's something about that name, Jesus.
Yes.
In 2015, I was diagnosed with brain cancer. It was a rare form of brain cancer. They said only 10 people in the world had had it. And when I did the research, there wasn't anybody that had lived. And I was so, so afraid. 2012, I had become a minister, finished up my degree. And I didn't understand. my children really couldn't understand because they said, Mama, you pray and you believe so hard. How could this happen to you? I said, it's not my will, but it's God's will be done.
Amen.
I had surgery in 2015. They said, I would come out, tubes draining from my head, but God.
But God.
I had problems with my vision. I had a cane. I moved to Georgia in 2016 because they said that because of the cancer, it would attach to different blood cells and everything within my body. And they saw one on my stomach area that was a lesion. And they said, well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I said, wait and see? Oh, no, I waited and seen, and this happened. So I moved to Georgia to get close to the cancer center. But since I've been here, 2016, I went for my tests, MRIs. I go every year, twice a month. No sign of cancer. I deal with headaches daily, but I said, I beat the odds. God did it. God did it. God did it. God did it. And he'll do it over and over and over and over again. But I know my Savior. I know my Savior. Get to know him. If you don't know him, get to know him.
Amen.
He'll do it and he'll do it every time. He'll do it and he'll do it every time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because there is something about that name, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Come on, give praise to the Lord. And may those headaches be healed as well in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. What an awesome, awesome testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You know what? You may be in this room today and you're saying, I need a testimony. The root word of that is test. Maybe you're in the middle of a test right now. Maybe life is overwhelming. Maybe the struggle is real in your life. I'm telling you, Jesus can rescue you. Jesus can save you. Jesus can make the difference in your life. We know we need him to save our nation, our world. So many things happening. But it's going to start with each of us getting what we need from the Lord. With heads bowed and eyes closed as we close this service today. Father, I pray for people in this room. Thank you for all of the miracles. Thank you for the rejoicing, the joy, the peace, the beautiful, beautiful testimonies that we've heard in this house today. People's lives that you've changed, set free, and turned around. I pray today, Lord, for those that need a testimony, those that need you to do those things in their lives. I speak peace over them. I speak strength over them. I speak deliverance and salvation over them today. We pray, Lord, because we know that you're a good God who helps us, who makes the difference in our lives. And we thank you for doing that just now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, 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 amen. Our ushers are in the aisle one time with our connection cards, or if you are our guest today, you can text the word hello to 404-777-4701. Text that with your smartphone. They'll send you a link back. You can just give us your name, address, and email address. Or you can fill out one of these cards today. Either way, we're just happy to be connected with you. If you're online today, it's right there at the top of your screen. Text hello to 404-777-4701 because we're glad to have all of our friends in the house today. Amen. Anyone blessed and ready to give today? I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord, for the help of the Lord, and I know you are thankful as well for God's blessing and God's goodness in your life. Our ushers are coming with envelopes. If you need an envelope today, or if you want to use one of our digital options, let's let our final act of worship today be an act of giving, worshiping with our giving. This is not just transactional. This is not just business. This is an act of worship. When I give, I'm saying, Lord, I trust you completely and totally with my finances. We have a number of ways that you can give. Find one of those ways that works for you and is convenient to you, and be faithful to God, because God is faithful to us. Amen. Amen, amen. Father, I pray that you'd bless our giving today. Bless every seed, the tithe, our offering, everything that we have today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen, amen. They're bringing the baskets. They'll set those down right here, and you can bring that. Amen. Yes.
Yes, the Lord is good forever.
So I'll shout it out from the mountain. If you want to give, you can bring that now. Listen, we got a picnic starting in just a moment. The food is ready. Come give. Father, we bless the food, the hands that prepared it, everything we're going to eat and enjoy in Jesus' name. And I'll shout it out from the mountaintops. Yes, the Lord.